In this week's...
I haven't a sample of what a baby wipe looks like.
You've all seen... You're not so far away from it. Don't worry. I'm sure you've changed a diaper a few. So in this week's Parsha, there's a lot of talk about babies being born. Babies are born. So we're going to talk about something that relates to babies. And that is the battle of wipes that goes on in Eretz Yisrael. It affects America as well. But there is a major, major discussion regarding the use of baby wipes on Shabbos. And it's led to many, many svarim being published, many, many articles being written. And it happens to touch on a bunch of interesting aspects of Hilchos Shabbos and science and things like that. So let's jump right in. All week long, people use moistened cloths, things like that, in order to clean varieties of purposes, most commonly children, in some cases themselves, are used in different situations. Usually baby wipes, and these types of wipes, are made of synthetic cloth with some sort of liquid aspect that is soaked into the cloth itself. And sometimes made of biodegradable types of paper as well, to be disposed, all different types of things being made. And as we know, there is a controversy, as we should know, there's a controversy regarding these wipes on Shabbos related to the malach of dush, or mafarik. It's called a mafarik, which is squeezing out something that contains liquid on Shabbos. Just like we do not use sponges on Shabbos, because it contains liquid, you don't squeeze it out. And perhaps the same issue applies here as well. And both sides bring proof from scientists and investigations of how the baby wipes are made and constructed, and we will proceed. The major speaker about this issue is the Rabbi Meir Laufer, who's a Rav in Eretz Yisrael. He wrote a 300-page book on this called Menucha Shabbos, 300 pages, and he is stark. He is very, very, very clear in how he holds, and we'll see his opinion in a moment, and how he discusses all these different types of things, and we're going to see what there's to critique about his opinion as well. There are two points to keep in mind before we start. There are two founding principles. The first thing is that the type of schita, the type of issue of something being wet and squeezing it out, can fall by two malachos. The first malach is malabe. You're not allowed to launder things on Shabbos. You can't take your shirt and get it soaking wet, and because that is a form of kibbutz. It's a form of laundering just by soaking it itself. And you certainly cannot squeeze out the laundering in order to take the dirt out and to leave the clean shirt behind. That is a form of shechita. So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank writes in the Har Tzvi that the issue of schita and malabein is not plying over here, because that is the issue of squeezing out water in order to clean the item. Here, clearly if you're using a baby wipe, it's not going to be clean after you're done. And therefore, we're not talking about that type of schita. What we're talking about is mefarek that comes from dush. The other third eye malach is dush. Dush in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, is when they would gather in the grain from the field, they would thresh it. And when you thresh it, you have the grain surrounded by the kernel, and you take out the kernel of wheat you want from the grain, leaving the other stuff behind. That idea of taking what you, crushing out and removing what you want from what you don't want and taking the product from it is a malach of dush. There's a tolda, an extension of dush, which is called mefarik. Mefarik is squeezing out liquids from the container that holds it. Most classically, one is not to squeeze fruit on Shabbos. That is a malacha d'oraisa, that's a tolda d'oraisa of mefarik. You can't take an orange and squeeze fresh orange juice on Shabbos. That is 100% usser. Maybe midarabanan, grapes and olives midaraisa, but one cannot do mefarik.
Unless it's a shinoi.
What?
Unless it's a shinoi.
Even with a shinoi, you would not squeeze fresh fruits on Shabbos. What? Lemons is different because we have a heter. One part of the issues we'll touch upon this later, but part of the one of the heterim, one of the places where mafarik doesn't apply, is if you squeeze a liquid onto a solid. If you squeeze it onto a solid, that's not a form of mafarik because the liquid essentially becomes an extension of the solid. But to take lemons and squeeze fresh lemonade on Shabbos would be an issue of mefarik. To squeeze it onto a food would be okay. Onto ochel would be okay. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kufir Aleph, the Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf Vav, all say that mefarik is a tolda of dush, and one cannot squeeze liquids contained. As we mentioned before, one certainly may not use a sponge on Shabbos, because the sponge contains a liquid, and you squeeze out the liquid, and that's an issue of mefarik. The other point to note, before we get into the particulars, is that Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Or HaShabbos in Volume 18, that it's certainly pashut to take a wipe and squeeze it so that the liquid comes out, is certainly a problem. Now, I don't know why anybody would do that, But what the discussion going forward is in the realm of, is it miskaven or not? Is your kavana for liquid to come out? If I have a child who needs to be wiped, and I take the wipes, and in pressing it, the liquid now comes out in the process of cleaning the child, or cleaning whatever is being cleaned. It could be picking up a spill, something on the skin, whatever it is you're using. So in that case, the liquid that's coming out, do I want the liquid to come out? And is it in fact, as we'll discuss later on, is liquid really coming out, or is it liquid on the surface? That's going to be the discussion. But to take a wipe and to squeeze it so that moisture drips out of it is certainly us, because your intent is for something to come out. Those are the two klalim to begin with. What I'm going to do now, for the sake of not being too confusing, is I'm going to set up who is on the osrim, those who prohibit, and who is on the mekilim, those who allow it. So we know who our players are, and I'm going to separate them to their sides, and then we're going to come back and go through what exactly they're debating in particular. Who are the machmirim? I'm only going to list the people who are famous. Everybody writes a sefer, and every guy in Lakewood who just finished a chabura on Hilchos Shabbos puts out a sefer because he thinks he's the next Rosh Hashiva, which is very nice, people writing sfarim, but I don't have to give you every single opinion of every single person who ever wrote a book on Hilchos Shabbos. So I'm just going to give you the names of the people who we are familiar with and recognize, who are the people who are machmir to not use baby wipes on Shabbos. Because again, you're squeezing out the liquid and wiping the baby, and it's beneficial to you when the liquid comes out, even if it's a psik resha denichale, it's going to happen, and it's good for me, and this is Nisr Daraisa. Rav Yitzhak, Rav Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzhak and Chelek Yud, the Deborah Tzina Rav, the Ber Moshe, and Or Yisrael and Chelek Vav, Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, the Dayan of the Edech HaRedis, in the Mora Shabbos Chelek Beis, Rav El Yashiv, a number of Svarim, and Dor Yikra, Ashrei HaIsh, Rav Vazner, the Shevet HaLevi, in Chelek Ches, in Simen Nun Tes, and he repeats this again, reinforces it in Chelek Yud, in Simen Nun Beis, and his Torah journals and other Sfarim quote him as well. With Nissen Karelitz, Zecher Tzadok Levrach, who passed away a couple of weeks ago by Simchas Torah, the Chut Shani Chelek Beis on page 209, says Nisr Daraisa as well. A number of poskim are cited in a Torah journal called Aliba de Hilchasa, which is the Torah journal put out by the Yeshiva Avas Shalom in Yerushalayim. Rav Leo Falk, who is the Dayan in Gateshead. The Dayan in Gateshead writes in this Mechzayel in Volume 2, the Kitzel Hilchos Shabbos, who many people have in their home, the Nishma Shabbos, Rav Harfinus, Rav Yisrael Harfinus, who's the Samar Dayan in Williamsburg, the Orchos Shabbos, Rav Yitzhak Rubin, who's the Rav in Har Nof, whose book has become a classic, Children in Halacha by Rav Simcha Benam Kohn, published by Art Scroll, 39 Malachos, Rabbi Ribiat, the big gray set that many people have in their homes, he as well writes on page 352, and Rav Shmuel First, who's the Rav in Chicago, who's the head of the Agudah in Chicago, in a shir. He has a website called psak.org. You can check it out if you want. So he has a bunch of shirim there. And in a shir, he says in two places that it's certainly usher. So those are big poskim. Major poskim would say not to use baby wipes on Shabbos. However, those who are making and do use baby wipes are not alone. Rav Menashe Klein, the Rav Ungvar, is quoted in the Aliba de Hilchasa in volume 63. Rav Ephraim Greenblatt, who is the Rav in Memphis, also says that one can be lenient as well. Rav David Feinstein in the Kudras Yad David, and in the Sefer Vidibar Tabam, which is published by his Talmud, who's a Magid Shir in MTJ in Staten Island. He writes in volume 1 in Simon Kuf Yud that the minig of the Feinstein family across the board was to use baby wipes on Shabbos. Rav Yitzhak Abadi in Lakewood, the Or Yitzhak and Chelek Aleph, says you can use baby wipes on Shabbos. And the Rosh HaMadabrim, the most public speaker for the Mekilim that we'll need to know for the rest of the Shir, is Rav Asher Weiss, who has not one, but Yudalad, Tesvav, Tezayin, Yudayin, four tshuvas in the Minchas Asher in Chelek Aleph regarding and defending the heter of using baby wipes. He's very, very clear on why it is mutter. He argues after investigation with the manufacturers that the moisture that we see is on the surface and not absorbed into the fabric. That's going to be the key difference. Rav Asher Weiss says, on a baby wipe, it's wet because all that wet is sitting on the top. But there's nothing on the insides of the fabric. That stuff you're not being used. It's all the surface moisture that's coming out, and therefore it's not nefarik. Subsequently, Rav Yitzhak Rubin, who's the Rav in Har Nof, attacks him. His shul puts out a Torah journal called Heichala. So in volume 3, he attacks Rav Asher Weiss, questioning why he should be mutter. And Rav Asher Weiss responds in a tshuva that he publishes in Chelek Beis of the Minchas Asher in Siman Lamed Gimel, and is published in the Torah Journal Yeshurun, which is put out by Shlomo Gottesman from the West Side.
You're saying there's nothing in the middle of the white; it's just on the outside.
You're not using it; it's staying internal. It's not. Yeah.
Is it the same liquid that's
inside? It's the same liquid. It's the same liquid, but all moisture you're using when you use the wipe is all external. Nothing's being squeezed out. So Rav Asher Weiss comes and defends himself, and he has an interesting yesod in that second shuva. He says that we do not establish the definition of malachos on Shabbos, what is a malacha, what is not a malacha, based on the science of what's going on underneath. We define a malacha by what our eyes see. And when I pick up a wipe and I wipe something with it, I see that it's wet on top. You're going to tell me molecularly inside the wipe and the physics, something's being pushed around, and because this has some type of polypurethane and some type of something that's created together is causing it to squeeze out. He's like, I don't care. When I pick up a wipe and I touch it, it's plenty wet on the outside. It's full of moisture on the outside. I don't care what's going on down inside with a microscope. We look, we define a malacha by what my eyes see. And what my eyes see is that it's wet on the outside. And what he observes with the wipes is that schita doesn't occur. And that's his defense in his next shuva, the Minchas Yaakov. Rav Schechter as well says one can use wipes on Shabbos. And Rav Itchemeyer Morgenstern, who is known in Eretz Yisrael for his great teaching in Kabbalah and Chassidus, so he happens to also write on things that are not Kabbalah and Chassidus. He has a Torah journal called the Yam HaChachman, Tavshin Ayin Hei, 5 years ago. He wrote 200 pages on this. He went through the whole sugya. He wrote 200 pages on it, and he says, I think it's fine. He says, I want us to be machmer, then, good for you. But he says, I think it's fine at the end of the day to use the wipes. Okay. There are those people who then say, if you use it softly, then you can use it. If you don't really squeeze and press hard, you can use the wipes. Rovad Yosef in the Alkat Yosef, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Simon Yud in Perak Yud Dalid, and other poskim are Makel as well. There are three poskim I did not quote, who you should be wondering why I did not quote them, because they are often quoted in Yanim of Praxical Halacha B'zman Hazeh, because we don't know exactly what they say. The first is Ritzi Pesach Frank. Ritzi Pesach Frank has a tshuva in the Har Tzvi and Arachaim in Chelek Aleph, and he makes two points. He says, first of all, paper is not designed for schita, and second of all, is that the moisture that something is being wiped up with like a wet paper towel is holech le'ibud. There's no such thing as schita of mefarek if the water is going to be ruined immediately. If it's going to be damaged and ruined immediately, then there's no isser. So he says, when you clean up a wipe with a wet paper towel, all the wetness that's coming out is being ruined right away. It's not going to be used for food or saved for any form. And therefore, that's a reason to be lenient. The question is, would that question about a wet paper towel apply to wipes? So on one hand, the Yalkut Yosef, Rav Avad Yosef, says the Har Tzvi would be lenient about wipes, because this is, maybe it is or not like wipes. And Rav Eliyahu Falk, he says that the Tzvi Pesach Frank would follow him and say that it would be usher. The second is Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Moshe Feinstein's opinion is very, very unclear. Rabbi Ginsburg from the Shul Rechavitz Chaim Center. So he wrote a sefer many years ago. I don't know if anybody uses it, but he wrote a sefer called the Divrei Chachamim, which are things that he heard from different gedolim. So he cites that Rav Moshe Feinstein said, and Rav Chaim Greenblatt says the same thing, and Rav Asher Weiss in his tshuva says the same thing, and Vadi Bar Tabam says that Rav Moshe allowed using baby wipes on Shabbos. We saw that the Hanhaga of the Feinstein family was to use it, and that would seem to make sense, but Rabbi First from Chicago wants to say that he heard from Rav Moshe, and he learned by Rav Moshe, that you cannot use baby wipes on Shabbos. So we have a machlokas within what Rav Moshe said. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Orachayim Chelek Beis Siman Ayin regarding using wet paper towels, wet paper, to wipe something on Shabbos, and he brings four reasons why you should allow using the paper towels on Shabbos, and he says, schita of paper is a derabanan, it's not really an absorbent material the way it should be, the liquid is not going anything, it's going to be ruined when you wipe things up, it's not normal to squeeze water out of paper, rather paper is meant to be thrown out, and it's ena miskaven, even though I'm wiping something up and liquid is seeping out, my intention is to wipe up the mess, not to, get stuff to seep out of the paper towel. So that shuva led to a lot of confusion. Rabbi Falk says that Rav Moshe would hold here that it should be usher to use wipes. The Aznid Baru says that, you know, the liquid in our case is slimmer also. Wipes would be a problem according to Rav Moshe. And then there are four understandings of Gros Moshe. Either Rav Moshe is supporting my opinion to be Mekel, Rav Moshe is supporting my opinion to be Machmir, or Rav Moshe was speaking about something that we don't have nowadays, or Rav Moshe is Machmir against the use of baby wipes in all cases, and maybe it depends, maybe light wiping is okay, light wiping is not okay. So it's hard to use Rav Moshe as a Mari Makom here because we're not exactly clear what he would say. So let's...
I don't think they have baby wipes there.
They didn't have them.
They didn't.
So... I hear. It's hard to know what he would say. The last confusing shita is Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach. Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach has a number of different svarim saying different things in his names. I'll just quote the list of people who quote him having an opinion. The Shmirah Shabbos, the Maor Shabbos, the Orcho Shabbos, Rav Rubin and Heichala, Baalei Lo Yibol, the Mincha Shabbos, the Shulchan Shlomo, Rav Asher Weiss, in three places, all bring conflicting reports. It seems the pattern was like this. The pattern was originally, early on, Rosh Hashanah Zalman said wipes were okay, and then later on in life, he said wipes were not okay. Apparently, the authors of the Orcho Shabbos, Rav Rubin and Rav Gelber, went to Rosh Hashanah Zalman and showed him how they work, and he wants now be Machmer. Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Tshuva, he says, I don't believe he ever retracted, and he says that Rav Asher Weiss thinks that it should be lenient. So, let's get now to the halachic discussions of what's going on with baby wipes. We see already, you thought that no who would want to write about this. We see already at least 30 Sfarim are writing about baby wipes on Shabbos. So there must be something to discuss. They're not just, wasting their time. So first thing is this. The first question is whether the liquid is on the surface or within the fibers of the baby wipe, and is it being squeezed out? So Rabbi Ribiat writes in the 39 Malachos, quote, in various interviews with representatives of major U.S. manufacturers of pre-wetted cloths, this author received conflicting reports on the nature of the materials used in the wipes. He says, it's all proprietary information. So he says, nobody will share with me what's going on. Pampers says this, and Huggies says this, and Kirkland says this, and this company says that, and nobody wants to tell me how they're made, because it's all proprietary information, so I'm not exactly sure what's going on. Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Shevet Halevi, the Minchas Asher understand that based on their own investigations, that all the liquid and moisture that's being used is on the surface, and nothing's being squeezed out. But this work, the Minchas Shabbos, the 300-page book by Rabbi Laufer, and the Orcho Shabbos, is also very strong against this, argue that they tested that the moisture is inside the fibers and it's being pressed out. Now, I'll tell you a story. When I was in Kollel, and I was in Eretz Yisrael in Kollel, and we were learning Hilchos Shabbos, and we got to the sugya of baby wipes, so all the guys went home, they took a break for 5 minutes, they went back to their apartments, and they came back with all the different wipes they owned, and we did our own test in the Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim. And what we found is that the wipes that we use are wet on the surface. If you squeeze it very, very hard, there will be a gush of water that comes out. You'll feel like a burst of water that comes out. No person is ever wiping a baby that hard. If they are, I would call child services. To put that much pressure, nothing's going to come out. Yes, it's true. Inside, there is a lot of moisture inside. But to get that to really come out, you have to squeeze very, very hard and squeeze very, very tightly. And that's what we found in our own investigation.
That it's within as opposed to surface.
Yeah, but you're not squeezing hard enough for that to come out.
Yes, I understand that.
Correct.
But you established that wetness comes from within, not from without.
Correct. There is a wetness within. Correct. So that's question number one. Question number two, the Orcho Shabbos and the Mincha Shabbos argue that this is kimiskaven. Your kavana is that the moisture should come out because you want the liquid, because you want the child to be clean. And therefore your kavana is that it should have liquid that comes out. However, Rav Asher Weiss says that the person is not miskaven for the skita. He's not interested in the amount of moisture. The level in which you wipe the baby corresponds to the effort in removing the dirtiness of the baby, meaning I'm wiping because I want the baby to be clean with this item, but not because I want the moisture to come out. If the moisture comes out, he says, it's ena miskaven, whatever little liquid seeps out is not my intention at all, he says, and not something I'm interested in. I'm interested in wiping this location for the child to be clean. The third point, before we get to the reasons in halakha, is that there's only schita, that some people say, there's only an issur of schita of mafarik with gedulei karka, things that grow from the ground. Oranges, grapes, things like that. But things that are synthetic and don't grow from the ground, maybe there's no prohibition. Our baby wipes gedulei karka. So as we said, all wipes have a base of polypropylene, which is synthetic, but some wipes contain pulp and natural sources. So again, each one picks their own size. The Mincha Shabbos argues that because of this, it should be gedulei karka. Another post can say it's mostly synthetic fibers, and therefore it's not gedulei karka. It doesn't grow from the ground. Another reason to be lenient. Okay, I'm going to list now 10 points in halacha that are debated regarding the issue with wipes. Okay. The Rambam says there's no iser mefarek with begadim, with cloth. It's only with fruit. Now, the Orach HaShabbos says, the Rambam says that's only midaraisa, but midarabanan, the Rambam says, that squeezing with any cloth is usr. The problem with the Orach HaShabbos, I think, is that none of the poskim say this about the Rambam. This is Rabbi Rubin and Rabbi Gelber's own chiddush. The Rambam does not say that at all. The Rambam holds that anything that's not fruit should be mutzer, not us mizrabanan. So that's point number one. Point number two. Shmuel in the Gemara says that it's not usr from the Torah if you want the moisture that's being it's not usr from the Torah if you don't want the moisture that's being pressed out. I'm just interested in the kli that's holding it. I'm not interested in the moisture coming out. So the Minchas Yaakov says that therefore we're not dealing with the Doraisa because I'm not interested in the moisture. I'm interested in the wipe. Again, but we follow most Rishonim who say that squeezing begadim is Asur Min HaTorah. Rav Asher Weiss says it's Davar Sheinu Miskaven. It's not my intent for the liquid to come out. Your kavanah is to wipe the baby, not to bring out the moisture, regardless of what's going inside the wipe and the physics going on. And the Mincha Shabbos and Orcha Shabbos and those machmirim say that this is a psik resha. It doesn't matter if it's Enim Eskaven. A psik resha means that the malacha will happen no matter what I do every single time. Every single time I open the fridge, the light's going to go on. Ah, I don't want the light to go on. It doesn't matter. A psik resha means that it's still usser. So they say, and it's nichalate. A psik resha that's nichalate, it's good for you, is usher from the Torah. If I want it to happen, when I open the fridge, I don't care if light goes on. I just want, you know, I just want my chumas from the fridge. I don't care if light goes on. But here, they argue you do want the moisture to come out because you think it helps in cleaning the child. So they say it remains an Isser Doraisa. The Minchas Yaakov and other poskim say that schita is causing the moisture to go li'ibud. Because the baby's dirty, all the moisture that comes out is going to be ruined. And if it's li'ibud, if it's going to be ruined, then it's asur midirabanan. And many poskim argue maybe it's not li'ibud, it's not going to be ruined because you want the moisture. It's not ruining it. The moisture is being used in your intent in order to clean the child. The fifth is the Nishma Shabbos of Harfenis and Rosh Shlomo Zalman say that this is mashka habal ochel, like we said before about squeezing the lemon onto the fish. So they say the moisture that comes out of the wipe is going on to the skin. So it's like moisture from a lemon going on to the fish. It's going on to food. The skin is like food. It's not going into another liquid. It's like food. It's moisture going on to food. It's like squeezing the lemon onto the fish. So the Mincha Shabbos says, come on, your skin is not ochel. It's not the same thing. It's a bit of a stretch, he says, which I think is correct. The heter is when it comes from ochel, but baby wipes aren't ochel either, and therefore he says it's too much of a stretch. Okay, there's an interesting sheet of the Ketzos HaShulchan, Rav Chaim Na'ah, whose measurements we rely on, right? You always see two measurements, the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Na'ah, in order to measure things in Halacha. So he writes in the Ketzos HaShulchan in Kuf Lamed Vav, there's only an Isser Schita on something that's Ro'i La'achila, something that can be edible. Certainly baby wipes are not edible. And that's an interesting shita. Most of the poskim reject that argument as well. Rav Yecheskel Roth and the Arugas HaBosem reject this reasoning that has to come from food. Seven. Perhaps there's not enough liquid being used. Maybe it's just a small drop. On Shabbos, you don't violate malachos until you reach a shear, a significant amount that's being done. Maybe the liquid that's coming out is just small amount, and it's chatzi shear. So the Chayadam says, and the Avnezer says, that chatzi shear is asur mi deraisa even when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. We know that chatzi shear is asur from the Torah when it comes to Yom Kippur, right? If I eat an M&M on Yom Kippur, even though that's only half the amount that I have to eat according to what the Torah says, right? The Torah says you need to eat kigro geras, like a large date or a large fig. The halacha is that if I even have an M&M on Yom Kippur, it's also asur mi deraisa. So the Chayadim and the Avnezer say that extends to Shabbos as well. Even on Shabbos, in order to violate Shabbos, you have to do a shear, an amount. You have to write a letter to be kosev. You have to do something, a significant amount. So the Chayadim and the Avnezer say there's also Chatzishir Asim in HaTorah when it comes to Shabbos as well. So yes, maybe for Shechita you have to squeeze out a certain a measurement into a cup to know how much, but even half of that or less than that should be Asr according to the Chayadim as well. Okay, the eighth reason, or reason to be Machmor or Mekel, is the Mincha Shabbos argues that since it's for a child, we should be lenient. Maybe for a katan, right? We're always lenient for kids on Shabbos. For a baby, you should be lenient and use the wipes. It's difficult for the child and the parent not to have wipes. What's the other option if you're not going to use wipes? We're not so many things available to clean the child. And also for the parent, it's not so comfortable to have to use something else. We're not going to get into discussion of what the other options are tonight, maybe for another time. But assuming using wipes, it's not so easy to use something besides wipes. So that is what is suggestion. However, the some of the poskim, the Minchas Yitzchak, the Eimek HaTshuva, other poskim say that it's not Tzorech Katan. You think the baby cares what you're using? The baby doesn't care. The baby just wants to have his diaper back on and go back to what it's doing. Doesn't care what you're using. So they say, it's a tzorach you. You're the parent. It's easier to use wipes, and it's cleaner, and it's more comfortable, and it's easier to dispose of it. It's not the tzorach the cuts, it's the tzorach you. So they say, there's no reason to say it's for any children here. The ninth point is there's a discussion about, well, we'll skip the ninth point for now. The last point is there's a discussion in the Rishonim whether Shechita applies to the Zayin Mashkim only. What are the Zayin Mashkim? The seven liquids we find in Halacha, blood, dew, water, milk, honey, oil, did I get all of them right there? I don't know. There's Zayin Mashkim, so wine. So maybe some want to say maybe the Isser of Mepharik only applies to the Zayin Mashkim. And maybe here, whatever that stuff is inside the baby wipe is not one of the Zayin Mashkim. It's some sort of cleaner that's made, that's processed. Some sort of alcohol, some sort of thing that's put into it. Rov Rishonim understand that Shechita being Mepharik has nothing to do with the Zayin Mashkim of Halach, the seven liquids. And even if that was the case, that's about Shechita Saperis. That's about squeezing from fruit, but not squeezing from clothing that is damp. Okay. So those are the reasons. If somebody's going to ask me, so Halach Lamaisa, so I think that the arguments of Rav Asher Weiss, Rabbi Shechter, and the Mekilim are certainly more than enough to rely on. So in my house, we use baby wipes on Shabbos. And again, I've seen myself. You're not squeezing anything out. Everything is on the surface. And that's such an issue at the end of the day. But certainly is what's discussed. The machmirim certainly have what to rely on. The machmir tova love bracha, I guess. It's between you and your baby. And the mekilim certainly have what to rely on as well. I guess we'll just make just a few more comments. There is discussions regarding then what to do. If you're not going to use baby wipes fresh out of the box, then what do you do on Shabbos? So there are about six different options. Each one has machmirim and mekilim. We're not going to go into each one right now. Either squeeze them out before Shabbos and dry them out so they're not as moist on Shabbos. The second is using damp paper towels, not wipes. The third is to allow wetting the baby, spray the baby with water and then wiping with a damp paper towel. So then it's already wet, so you're not making it more wet. It's like watering the lawn after it already rained. You're allowed to pour water on the lawn if there was a big rainstorm on Shabbos because it's already wet. You're not doing anything more. It's already wet. You're not going to make the paper towel any more wet. Another suggestion is maybe using soap and water as well. That's another discussion. Dried wipes with spray watering on the baby. That's a different suggestion. And some suggest perhaps leaving out the wipes so they dry, so they're not wet for Shabbos. All different options at the end of the day. Finally, there's a discussion about muksa of baby wipes on Shabbos, if you think they're us or not. Probably they're fine to use. And then there is a discussion about, you know, people, just to be, it will be a little tsanua, but you know, there's a discussion about, you know, people using towelettes and things like that, even for adults. People, you know, use them instead of toilet paper. So I have a mahalach of why I think maybe there's even more room to be lenient for an adult, but for the sake of time, and I guess sneeze over the recording. So if anyone wants to know particularly, I'll explain my reason why I think it's mutter, or more lenient for an adult. But we'll end over here and understand that when it comes to baby wipes, we thought maybe at the beginning there was not so much to discuss, but we see that this is a machlokus of gedolei poskim that range from one end to the other. You have svarim. We already got two svarim. Between Rabbi Shemaya Morgenstern and Rabbi Lauford, it's 500 pages of two books just written about baby wipes on Shabbos. We said Rav Asher Weiss has four tshuvas about this as well. Rav Rubin has long peace in the Orach of Shabbos. So there's a lot to discuss about these things and how halacha interfaces with what goes on nowadays. Okay?